Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Kylie started drinking when she was 15. She's 46 now, and it's got to the point where she can no longer eat like you and I. She's tube fed because of the drinking. It stopped her bowel working and she had to have it removed. And then it stopped her stomach working. Now she has a tube into her small bowel. She hooks herself up every night and that's how she gets her nutrients. The doctor told Kylie from now on, the only thing she'll be able to have is clear fluid orally. And she said, cool, and went home and drank vodka for 3 years because it was clear. She never drank to party. She did it to quiet the voices in her head. It started when she was 15 and involved in a car accident. She lost her sister through that. Over the years, there's been psych wards, shock treatment, suicide attempts. It was getting to the point where there was no answer except to drink. But her husband didn't give up on her. She found a Salvos rehab and described it to us. She was in there for a month, 7 days in withdrawal. In Kylie's words, they take away your main lifeline, but they make you feel really safe. You're okay. They help you get through it. I wasn't in a position where I could abuse the Valium or go to the bottle shop, but it's really hard. After your withdrawal, you start doing relaxation, cooking, what foods affects your brain, what your body needs because of what you've been through. It's sort of self-care. Stage 3 is a residential house for 3 months, but she did the month in rehab. You have your own room. You're not allowed in anybody else's room. Detox was really hard. She was really emotional. Staff were worried. It's like a big brother house. There's a lot of people in there with their own different illnesses. Even if it's alcohol, it's still different, and you bounce off one another. You're never lonely. If you don't want to talk, you go to your room. If you need a staff member, they're there. All you have to say is, I need to talk, and they're there. Kylie was in with a doctor who was a heroin addict. She's been clean now for nearly 120 days. She's living the best life she's ever lived at home with her family. She can engage with what they're saying, watch television, and remember what she's watched. The other great thing is she doesn't have to go to bed drunk every night and wake up and face the day again, because every day she never wanted to wake up. Every day it was, please don't let me wake up tomorrow. You'd wake up and it's Groundhog Day. Recently, her son turned 21, had his party, and it was the first time Kylie had met his friends because until then he was too ashamed to bring them home. She said, my youngest is a little bit of a worry. He's a bit like me, but I'm glad I'm sober so I can keep an eye on him. Faith has helped Kylie. She's always believed because there's got to be a God who kept her alive and kept her with her husband and two boys. When you're an addict, you don't have routine. Rehab gave her life back to her and gave her hope. 6 months ago, she was sitting in the dark, drinking, waiting to die. Today, she's doing a barista course and has hope for her future. It's incredible. I'm Aaron Wright.